Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
How you doing? My name is Pat. I'm an assistant manager in Aldi Ardkeen.
Pat, we're standing outside the shop at the moment and we're looking at what looks like a big TARDIS from Doctor Who, but it's not the TARDIS. It's a deposit return point.
Yes.
So what can you tell me about it? What is it?
From the 1st of February this year, we'll be able to return our plastic bottles and cans to this deposit return point. It'll scan a barcode that's on each of those bottles and it'll print you out a receipt with those money back, and you can redeem it in store then.
So you could redeem it in the store, you could probably put it off your shopping?
Yeah, surely.
Now, you were very clear, you didn't say anything about glass bottles. It's not about glass bottles.
No, it's all about plastic and tin.
Right, and when people come, do they have to crush them before they put them into the container?
No, because you may damage the barcode on it, and it's important that it can read the barcode, because if it can't read the barcode, you can't redeem your credit.
Okay, and these deposit returns, do you have them in other stores, and I'm presuming other supermarkets are probably doing the same?
Yeah, it'll be rolled out across Ireland from the 1st of February and all the Aldi stores anyway, and I'm sure other stores as well. It'll help everything environment, and encourage people to recycle as well.
Pat is correct. The deposit return scheme begins on the 1st of February. So when you buy a drink in a plastic bottle, aluminium or steel can that has the return logo on it, you pay a small deposit in addition to the price of the item. And when you return your empty, undamaged container to any retail outlet, regardless of where you purchased it, you get your deposit back in full. So anywhere that sells items with the return logo on them must accept your empty container, either manually over the counter or at a deposit return point. Well, I spoke to several women who were on their way in to do their shopping to find out what they knew about the deposit scheme. And interestingly, they both had the same query.
I just know it's coming up in February. That's about as much as I do know. And you pay a deposit on your cans, and then you have to bring them all back to that work on multi-packs of cans, then you have to bring them all back.
From what I understand is when you buy something in the store, it'll be a few pence or cent, I should say, more, and then when you bring them back undamaged or whatever, you get back your money. That's my understanding.
Yeah, that's it's your plastic bottles and cans, and you're absolutely right.
But I don't know how it's going to work on a six-pack. Do you get charged six times the amount? You know, if you buy a six-pack, so will you be charged we say you have to put 10 cent on each bottle, just for argument's sake. So do you get charged 60 cent per packet?
Every time you go food shopping, it seems like your 50 or 60 euros you're spending is not going as far as it did the last time. So with this scheme, it will seem like some of your regular purchases will have shot up in price. For example, all PET plastic bottles and aluminium steel cans between 150 millilitres and 3 litres will have a deposit of between 15 cent and 25 cent added to them. So here's how that might look.
A standard 330ml can of Coke that might have cost 150 previously will now cost 165. A four-pack of 330ml cans of Coke that retails for 4.90 will now be 5.50. A 1.35-litre bottle of Innocent Orange Juice that retails for 4.99 will now be 5.24. An 8-pack of 500ml Guinness Draft Beer that retails for 16 euro will now be 17.20.
But of course, if the item has the return logo on it, you get your deposit back. Now, the scheme is being introduced for two main reasons. By the end of 2025, Ireland must recycle 77% of plastic bottles, and that number goes up to 90% in 2030. And according to the Environmental Protection Agency, we're nowhere close to that at the moment. So it's hoped the return scheme will help us to reach our targets. The other reason is litter. It's been shown that internationally, deposit return schemes have proven very successful in reducing litter. By placing a monetary value on the containers, it's hoped that we're going to be less likely to throw them away, because basically, you'll be throwing away your money. So if you'd like to find out more about the scheme, you can contact info@return.ie. Well, that's it from Ours to Protect for this week. But before I go, please take time to check out the new climate section of the WLR website at wlrfm.com. And you'll find links to a number of special broadcasts and documentaries and short features about climate, as well as all the Ours to Protect series. So that is it for this week. Talk to you next Wednesday. Bye bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.